Hey guys, Fly on the Wall is back for another season. That's right, on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Quail Hollow Club brings the best golfers in the world to North Carolina for the second major of the season.
In my heart, I'm born Carolina.
This is PGA Championship Week with our golf pros.
Is golf fun?
Dirt and Sprague.
Do you like golf?
No!
Brought to you by Langdon Farms Golf Club, the best course in the Northwest for year-round golf. Book your tee time at langdonfarms.com.
Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Do you want to play more golf?
Yeah!
The Fan.
Hey, let's do this final hour. Dirt and Sprague here on Portland Sports Leader, 1080 The Fan, 99.5 HD2, the Odyssey app, live on YouTube. Happy hump day, everybody. We're getting our hump on here today.
I'm outraged.
What are we outraged by?
MLB Network telling me Gunnar Henderson is Chipper Jones. Ridiculous.
He's Chipper Jones already, huh? Why are the Orioles in last place this year? What happened to Baltimore?
I have a 10-year career.
They don't have a pitching staff.
They are a minus 65 run differential team. There are only...
You also got to score runs. Is their offense good?
The only two teams with the worst run differential in baseball this year are the Rockies, who are on a historic 7-35 pace, and the Miami Marlins, who are a minus 73. They are a minus 65 run differential. That's horrible.
Are the Orioles the Dak Prescott of baseball?
I think it's just Joe Fisher's fandoms. He's got to stop rooting for Oregon, dude. I need this guy off the boat.
He's kind
not
of
helping
pit
us
fan.
Out here.
He's a pit panther.
That's true. He's more of a pit guy.
But I think because he dabbles in the pit panther and duck stuff is why you...
This is why we're cursed. This is why Dyer wasn't down.
It's why you can't well.
Me? Yeah. Damn it, Joe. Get off the boat, man. We don't want you here anymore, okay? Cowboys, Orioles, pit panthers. We get it. Get out.
Mario beat you yesterday.
Mario did beat us yesterday. He got the number one offensive tackle in the country. Oregon's going to have to pivot for the number two offensive tackle in the country.
You got to settle for number two.
Yeah, five-star plus recruit. It's tough times with the top 10 recruiting class, man. I don't know how we're going to recover from it. We'll get the Statter story up coming up here in a moment. What do we make of the Kansas City Chiefs going to Dallas on Thanksgiving?
God, we're doing this.
You're damn right we're going to do it.
I just... Why? Why do people do this to themselves? Why do they, like... Look at a game in week 12 and go, oh my God, that matchup. What if that team is like 2-10 going into that matchup? Do you care anymore?
The Kansas City Chiefs going to be 2-10 in that game?
No, the other team could be.
They very well could
you
be.
Know?
Well, we already knew that they were going to play on Thanksgiving because they play on Thanksgiving every year. Whether they're 2-10 or 10-2, they get that game every year.
The Chiefs have deserved all the primetime coverage. They deserve all of the credit, all that stuff, okay? We got docuseries coming out about their season last year. I know how it ended. They lost in the Super Bowl. So, like, the trailer's Mahomes. If you don't win the Super Bowl, it's a disappointment. Yeah, I know how this is going to end. You're not going to win the Super Bowl, so your season's a disappointment.
And we know how it's going to turn out.
So I don't know what we're doing anymore with content. I don't know. The schedule release thing is just,
that's,
I guess,
an epidemic, I think, in documentaries right now in sports. They're coming out way too soon. It's a problem. It's not just a Chiefs and an ESPN thing. It's ridiculous how quickly we come with a story and then immediately a documentary. I just watched it. We had this with the Olympics. We're like 6 months after we won the gold medal. There's a documentary about the Dream Team or the whatever, you know, we've called them this year when they won in France. Like, I know.
Yeah.
They just won.
Yeah.
I get that you're giving me more behind the scenes and they'll give you more behind the scenes on the Chiefs. Wait five. There should be a 5-year statute of limitations.
Really?
Before you can come out with a documentary on a sports topic. It is insane to have it within the same calendar year. That documentary comes out in the middle of next football season.
Yeah.
So they want us to watch the 25-26 Chiefs while remembering the 24-25 Chiefs that was a year ago that we know how, like, what are we doing?
Yeah.
It's dumb. It's ridiculous. It's stupid.
Now,
but they're playing on Thanksgiving.
You want to give me good sports content?
Let me take it higher. I want Creed there.
You put Nick Cage in a John Madden wig.
You gonna watch that bad boy?
As the coach of the Raiders? All in.
The Vikings are the first team in the history of the NFL to play back-to-back weeks internationally. Just wild that that's going to take place.
I thought the Jags did that at one point.
I don't believe so.
In London. I think the Jags had like 2 in 4 weeks.
I think they had two in a season. I think they were probably the first ever to do two, but I think the Vikings are the first they're going to be asked to do it back-to-back weeks.
Yeah.
So they're going over there playing a game.
It's actually
hanging out
better. I mean, we'll
game.
See. Especially,
no, it's not.
If
this is ridiculous. Stop.
The NFL
this.
Is flirting with the idea of how would it work to have an NFL team. I mean, that's what the idea is here.
The test case.
I think this is the test case. How
see,
would you handle it? How's
if,
the travel?
If you're going to stay with the 17 game schedule, which is dumb to begin with, if the players association is not going to give you the 18th game,
it's gonna
at least
go
anytime
18.
Soon. then the 17th game, everybody should play one international game.
You
That's
have the
where
Players
I think,
Union winning something in a battle with the NFL.
They always lose. They every always time. Lose. Guaranteed contracts, franchise tag.
They're going 18
additional
games.
It's
ridiculous.
What's the concession? You know, I don't know. Don't test for weed anymore. That's usually they settle for something like that.
I was listening to that Zach Lopod because I thought that story was really cool, and I kept listening. And I love Zach Lopod's. And him and Simmons are going on rants about the NBA playoff injury impact. And they're naming the teams and the players. And they're rattling off some big-name players. And obviously, we watched Cleveland get eliminated yesterday. Mitchell's playing on one leg. Garland's not out really out there doing anything. These injuries have impacted it. And they're talking about how crazy this is. And they're like, we've been talking about this for 15 years. It's just, who's the most healthy? And I'm listening to this and I go, that's the NFL.
Yeah.
That's basically the NFL every year.
Who's alive at the end of the season?
Yeah. I mean, and that's when you go to 18 games, that's what it's going to continue to be and maybe amped up even more than that.
Yeah. Yeah, it's look, this is a fun time because it's a brief glimpse into the NFL season and then we all forget about it. It's like, you know, you get your little taste of the schedule. The
is
teams,
this the hope springs eternal for the NFL? Like,
I think so,
hey,
a little
play
bit.
This week five.
I mean, look, they do a good job with it. The teams do a fun job with it. All the different, I think today is the official day, right? We get all the schedules
announced.
Yeah,
5 o'clock.
Fully
so
today.
This is huge for the social teams because the schedule release that they send out on Twitter, Instagram, whatever.
Oh, they all go viral. They do creative ways of doing it.
Like
it's fun.
The Chargers have had one of the best ones. They did like Japanese anime one year.
Chargers have been great every year. They got one of the best social media teams.
So, yeah, this is where they, and you try to find all the Easter eggs and all that stuff.
So, it was announced, we talked about it the other day, the opening game of the season will be Cowboys and Eagles. We know that. Yeah. Game one of the regular season, September 4th, 5:20 kickoff.
There you go.
Waiting all day for Thursday night on NBC Peacock. And then it was announced that the Friday game, the Brazil game on the Friday of week
YouTube
one will
TV.
Be Chiefs and Chargers, as we all knew. Do we think YouTube is going to hold up? Because I don't think it's on. It's not just YouTube TV. That's a provider. It's on legitimate YouTube.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, why would it not?
They'll do
you
it.
You think
you're
worried about it? Be okay?
Yeah.
That's going to be a lot of people. Free for all.
Free
it's not behind.
Everybody.
It's not on Peacock where you got to go register. It's you just literally go to YouTube and watch an NFL.
Do you think at any one point YouTube has had like a Mr. Beast episode have 30 million viewers?
What's the most watched like live stream thing on YouTube's history?
I don't know. That's a good question.
I'll
but I think
it.
They have the infrastructure to handle it.
I'm guessing the NFL after the issue they had with it. Was it Netflix?
Netflix did.
Yeah.
Netflix had some problems.
Christmas Day, they had the Paul fight. They've had some. Netflix dabbled in this. They got into the live sports stuff.
So this is February of 2025.
Yeah.
Scrolling. I'm seeing for a live viewing, it looks like 8 million.
Yeah, they could handle it.
I mean, there's going to be a lot of people watching this game.
Do you know how big YouTube is?
Yeah, I know. I'm just. You know how big Netflix is?
Yeah.
They
had issues.
YouTube
they
has to have known they were going to have this for a
I mean, they
while.
Had the what was the Tyson Paul or the whatever the
Tyson Paul fight.
Yeah, that fight was that was on Netflix, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that thing was pretty crappy for a lot of folks.
Well, it wasn't the channel. Well, some people said that they had like the loading thing happening.
I had a ton of loading things when I tried to watch it.
The thing that I caught about it was the broadcast was poor. It was like cheaply done.
Yeah,
you're gonna do it. Do it.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'll be okay. It's just interesting. I'm excited for it. It's a new, having a game free for everybody when their trend the last couple of years has been on Amazon Prime and Peacock and, you know, Netflix. You got to have accounts in order to watch games. I'm excited about the idea. I'm just curious to see if there are any issues with it because fans will lose their minds. If you give us the second NFL game of the year on the Friday after the opening night and there are streaming issues or we get the little circle, people will absolutely freak out. Adam Silver did have a quote. He said, "We welcome the competition on Christmas Day." And I wanted to ask the response of what's the competition? There's no competition.
LeBron at the Garden.
They're the captain now. This isn't. There's no compete here. There's a winner and there's a loser.
Oh, that'll be Celtics Knicks at the Garden.
I mean, cool.
On Christmas Day.
The NFL will get 80 million people.
Why would it be Celtics
after this series?
Tatum.
Doesn't matter.
Tatum's out. Keely's
you don't think it matters?
Yeah.
So they're gonna trade two of those big names and have no Tatum, and you don't think it matters?
No, it's still Celtics Knicks at the Garden on Christmas Day.
You got to have better game.
NBA schedule release. Can't wait for that segment. We'll see if they dominate the day when it happens.
What's the game that would get you to put it more on the big screen than an NFL game?
None of them. None of them.
Okay.
Unless the Blazers are good and the Blazers are playing, none of them.
Okay, well, that's not going to happen next year.
No, it's going to be wild. We haven't had a Christmas Day game in a while.
I do miss those days.
What are our Christmas... I mean, we have the Christmas Day games, don't we? Did we have the, have those been released yet for the NFL? I know we got our Thanksgiving slate.
I only saw
the one. Game. I don't think all three of them were released.
Broncos and Chiefs, that's right. Yeah, that was the one that was released.
That one got released.
So you get Denver at Kansas City.
Dude, put the Chiefs on Christmas Day. 5:15
prime video.
They want to be on Christmas Day
every
year.
I know, but why? I don't get why the NFL doesn't want to do
That's why I brought up the Thanksgiving thing, because they're getting a Thanksgiving game now too. They wanted to make Christmas Day their holiday, which I'm fine with. Andy Reid's Fat Santa and wear the ho 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 jacket and all that. Now they're getting going to be Thanksgiving and Christmas. They're taking over two holidays.
Yeah, but at least they'll be in Cowboy Stadium, just embarrassing the Cowboys.
It won't be a home game, that's sure. That's true. Let's get to Stat or Story. What do we got cooked up today? That's next on The Fam.
I'm Tobin Heath.
And I'm Kristen Press.
We're World Cup champions, Olympians, and the hosts of The Recap Show.
Week in and week out, we sit down with sports legends, cultural icons, and global changemakers to talk everything from clutch games to causes that matter. This is about creating the future of women's sports, a future that's honest, inclusive, and real.
Join us for our reimagined journey. Follow and listen to The Recap Show wherever you get your podcasts.
Crunch the numbers.
There's 6,127 students at Addison, 58% of which are girls.
So
that's 7,107.32 boobs.
Break the news.
Ladies and gentlemen, can I please have your attention? I've just been handed an urgent and horrifying news story.
Is it a stat or a story?
Evidence based on olfactory prowess is inadmissible, in case you didn't know.
This is Stat or Story, a monumental judgment call with Dirt and Sprague on 1080.
Come on, don't mess.
The Fan.
All right, Saturday story time on a Wednesday, slightly after 8:15. We'll see if any of us have the same story again this week.
I think you should go first there.
You want me to go first?
Can confirm, 100% locked in. Phil Knight did indeed use that quote 5 years ago when I was a younger man. I had a great interest.
Okay, confirmed.
Yeah.
Not going to buy the Blazers.
Will not be buying the Blazers, not even interested.
Or is it a smokescreen?
No.
Is a negotiation tactic.
I could see a owner, the ownership group, if they're coming from, they're not like Pacific Northwest base, wanting to see if he might come in as a minority owner.
Hey, help us fix up the area. You want to put some money into a restaurant
here?
Just
as a local, you know.
How about Phil's?
Phil's
place?
Phil will be in the meetings and grease the wheels sort of thing.
Yeah, all right. All right, I will go first today.
Wow.
Since my story was rudely taken last week, and, you know, there was no point. Stat or story, your number today is 54.
Okay.
54. Is it the number of home runs that Shoeless Joe Jackson hit in his career, who is now eligible after throwing World Series games for the Hall of Fame?
Is there a reason we're putting him on that list? Because we know why Rose is on it.
I don't know. None of it makes
sense. Well,
Donald told Rob, you better put him in.
Better do it. Rob. Do it, Rob. Or is it the age?
It's Trump time.
Of the alligator who was a movie star that appeared in Happy Gilmore, who recently passed away.
Are we doing alligator, like, cat-dog years things? Like, where 1 year
Do alligators
is
have
years?
Years? Do they do that with
I'm
alligators?
I'm asking you.
I'm reading the article. I
That's
have the
gotta
age.
Be a stat.
I have the age of the article.
Alligators don't live 54 years.
They don't live 54 years.
They're prehistoric creatures.
Been around a while.
But yeah, that seems a little long. I will go stat as well.
I love it, dude. I love when the shoe's on the other foot. Okay, hold on.
He's going to buzz it, obviously.
Yeah, we screwed it up.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you guys are correct. It is a stat. Shoeless Joe Jackson hit 54 home runs in his career.
I mean,
he hit a lot of triples. Well, that was back when ballparks, it was like, you know, 457 to left center field.
This alligator is going to be 88 years old.
The alligator's name is Morris. He appeared in Happy Gilmore. It was a alligator in Happy Gilmore. Yeah. He was also in Dr.
Chubbs.
Yeah, Dr. Doolittle 2.
Okay.
Sniping hands here left and right before Happy wrestled him in the pond.
Okay.
Now, does he make an appearance in Happy Gilmore 2? I don't know. We'll have to wait and find out when the movie comes
CGI'd
out.
CGI'd in.
They're not specifically sure his exact age, but he is over 80 years old. The alligator Morris was over 80 years old,
That's
according
real?
To the
I thought those things
Colorado Gator
years.
Farm. They posted it on their Facebook. It's their okay. oldest alligator in the Colorado Gators Reptile Park. He's there been at go. The park for over 20 years, okay. and he passed away from old age. He was at least 80 or 90 years old, according to their estimates.
The average American alligator lives 30 to 50 years, so yeah. that was remarkable.
He's a little bit more slipping
well,
along
he was
life.
Living the good life in a park.
It wasn't,
he's kinda, a movie star, man.
I'm going to say,
Dude,
you
he's
probably...
pampered. He's getting his makeup yeah. done. He, they even estimated he might have been over 100 years old. They can't specifically be sure how old he is, sure. but they know for certain he was over 80.
You also just kind of just... jumped all over my FUP date there.
Oh, was he in your FUP date? Or Shoeless
no,
Joe Jackson was?
Animal Facts.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No.
No? All right.
Your number's 31.
31.
Is it the age of old Paul Allen when he purchased the Blazers?
Ooh.
Or
is
it the amount of saves Jake Ottinger had last night from my Dallas Stars?
I'm going to go stat. I'm going to go stat.
I'm going to go story.
I feel like my logic's wrong, but I'm going to go stat.
What's your logic? You haven't used
like he was
it.
Older than that. I feel like he was older than 31.
Okay.
I know he was younger.
I don't think
I'm trying to think of how old he was when he passed away. What was he in his late 60s?
Mm.
When he passed away? Mid 60s? And he bought the team in the late 80s?
I thought it was late 50s.
He was in his late 50s? He looked horrible
he
for late 50s.
He was not a healthy individual.
If he's in his late 50s, he's got...
I can
well,
only
I mean,
say so
did.
Much.
I don't think the Jets got them any shots on the frame, though, last night.
I'm going to go stat. Give me stat.
Okay, story.
Story.
Stat. Okay, let's go in the order in which they were given. Dirt.
Hey.
Flag.
Okay.
Yeah, Paul Allen was 35 when 35. He purchased the Blazers.
Hey, the logic was right.
$70 million in 1988. That thing about to sell for $4 billion.
How much did he buy it for in 88?
$70 million.
$70 million.
Quite the investment.
$70 million gets you $4 billion in return.
It was just the team back then.
That is an ROI. Yeah. Unbelievable. Yeah, Jake Ottinger was lights out. The Jets were grounded by the
they
Stars.
They were
grounded.
Kyle Connor had a couple of point-blank opportunities
Trace
there.
Uno, they won that game.
Yeah.
Ottinger.
We got a 3-1 series lead. The Stars seem like a team of destiny right now.
The Stars are aligned.
Stars Oilers. It's going to be a lot of fun in the Western Conference Finals.
I'm
All right.
There yet.
Your final number is... Come on. Oh, come on, computer. This is ridiculous. 1875. 1875. Is it the most number of points Tyrese Halliburton has scored in a single NBA season in his career?
How much?
Sorry.
1875.
75.
Or is it the year Alexander P. Ashbourne got his patent for the biscuit cutter, as today is National Buttermilk Biscuit
Ooh,
Day. Yeah, have yourself a biscuit.
Butter biscuits tonight.
I mean, how do you even begin to try and calculate how many points? I mean, I have no frame of reference on that.
I'm just going
to
say story.
What's a good stat for, like, a good year for an NBA player scoring in 82 games? It's a total of points. I don't even know where to begin with that. Give me story. I'll go story, too.
Damn it.
The suspense is killing me.
God,
hey!
Yes. Halliburton, in the regular season, the most points he scored in his season, 1,389 last season in 23-24. And so, yeah, he's, you know, if you score 2,000 points in an NBA season, you are going to be among the top five.
Okay, you're the elite of the elite.
In the league. So he had, that was 20.1 per game last year. He played 69 games. He played 73 this season, averaged 18.6.
Biscuits kind of make me horny.
Biscuits are delightful.
Yes, it is National Buttermilk Biscuit Day. So biscuits were first started to be made back in the late 1700s. They found that they would hold well for Civil War soldiers.
You know those biscuits were terrible.
Yeah.
Just rock hard.
But no, Alexander P. Ashbourne was an inventor originally born into slavery. In 1875, he patented the biscuit cutter. And then in the late 1800s, biscuits and gravy started to become a regular breakfast item for peoples.
God, I love biscuits and gravy.
And so, yeah,
biscuits
so,
and gravy's elite.
Mm.
Do you make a good biscuits and gravy?
I don't. My wife does.
Really?
I've never personally made biscuits and gravy.
Never once.
Never once.
Yeah, the key is don't go overboard with the flour. You got to get the ratios of buttermilk to flour to cold butter. And that is
what... Oh, you're talking about the biscuit?
Yeah, the biscuit.
Oh, I was talking about the gravy.
Oh.
The
gravy. For gravy, you just need...
Well, ratios and gravy is important.
Bacon ratio fat. And gravy is very important.
You don't want it too watery.
No.
But you don't want it to not move.
Yeah.
Right? You don't want it,
you don't
that
want it
thick.
To be paste. It still has to flow.
Yeah, I love biscuits, man. I wish I made biscuits more often than I do because I usually buy the Pillsbury Doughboy ones.
It'd be nice to have around the house just constantly.
A drop biscuit is so elite.
Yeah.
And when you come in after somebody has just baked them and you have the aroma of fresh baked biscuits.
I love
in
to
the
cook,
household.
But the time that it takes to cook. I made a black bean burger yesterday for my vegetarian child.
There you go.
And yuca fries. Wow. Turned out really good. An hour and 40 minutes.
Takes a long time.
Sweating.
A lot of process.
A
lot of prep. Yeah. A lot of prep.
Things everywhere. The
so
cleanup
much.
Takes an hour.
Oh,
you got to
so
wash
much.
Everything. I mean, just a pain in the butt.
All right. Go get a biscuit.
I'll eat a biscuit. Biscuits sound delightful. There you go. Status story every Wednesday at 8:15. Let's get to first ballot. Huh? On your first ballot, we'll get to that next.
Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
All right, welcome back in. 8:37. Watching videos of guys scooping dog poop with their bare hands in a minor league facility.
A minor league baseball team had a dog as a bat boy. It's very adorable. The dog just sprints behind home on the dirt.
He's got to go, man.
Drops trowel, right? The crowd's reacting to this. The dog walks away. The facility guy just comes out with like a piece of cardboard and just pushes it on with his hand and then grabs
like
the gate.
A work glove on?
No.
Nothing.
It's didn't
bring a shovel out? There's got to be
no.
a shovel at a minor league facility.
Everybody's literally like, yo, arrest
what
the guy
you doing?
That cleaned this up. And he's just nonchalant about this.
Yeah. It's got to be a groundskeeper or something. Is he just a dog handler? It can't be. It's not like a manager's going out and doing
that. It is
that.
A groundskeeper.
Yeah,
but
groundskeeper
I'm,
guy.
I'm just...
Hey, it's good for fertilizer, man. He's going to go sprinkle it amongst the grass.
Oh,
good for you.
What is wrong with
that? That is disgusting. So that's what's going on in minor league baseball. Speaking of baseball, yeah. If I make you a Hall of Fame voter, is Pete Rose and Shoeless Joe Jackson on your first ballot in the next Hall of Fame inductions?
No. One cheated... in a scandal, and the other one was caught in a gambling scandal. Look, is Pete Rose a Hall of Fame baseball
it's Trump
player?
Time.
Yes. Is this all set up so Donald Trump can get a shout out at the Hall of Fame? Absolutely. This dude literally said while he was alive, if I don't get in when I'm alive, I don't want to be in.
He said, I don't want to be in.
So
I don't want it to happen after I die.
Garbage person, probably.
Oh,
but
yes.
I will respect the wishes of you didn't get in when you were alive, and you don't want to be in when you're dead, so no.
I am going to freak out. If we get in a position where these dudes are elected into the Hall of Fame and we still have to do this pretend, well, some guys took steroids so they can't get in. So a guy who legitimately...
No, Barry will get in when he dies.
He Shoeless Joe Jackson legitimately... Like, we can argue, and hey, we've all seen the movie, right? Eight Men Out. Ha-ha. Yeah. He didn't know what he was doing, and he needed a little bit of money, and the owner wasn't... He threw the World Series. The team threw the World Series.
The team did.
He signed on. He got banned for life because of it.
Why did he get thrown into this with Rose? I thought Rose would get
I don't
switched.
Know why Shoeless Joe Jackson was randomly included in this. I had no clue that there was a push to include him in this.
Well,
I
think the story is just anybody that had
associated
been under a lifetime. He's the second biggest name.
Is there a third person that exists?
There's a couple others from that Black Sox team that were probably worthy of Hall of Fame consideration for their careers.
Was Shoeless Joe's stats at that point Hall of Fame
yes.
worthy?
They
were? What were his numbers?
I think he hit like...
I mean, it's an eras thing in baseball, right? Like, how do you compare the eras? He has 54 career home runs. He was a career 356 hitter.
He had 1,700 hits in his career, so he would have likely had 2,000 hits in his career.
Well, he doesn't, though.
But he doesn't because he's banned from baseball.
That was the quickest yes, and then I don't know any of the actual
stats. His numbers are good. I don't, he's
are
not
they
the
Hall
old
of Fame stats. If he played today and that was his career,
if that was his career, 1,700 hits, 54 home runs, 792 RBIs, and a .356 career
Judge
average.
Judge had 60 homers in a season.
It's not just a homer thing, but yeah, I don't know.
That's an era thing.
He's not a first ballot Hall of Fame numbers kind of guy. He would have been had he not been banned at the age of 32.
He was one of the best defensive outfielders that was in the game at that point, too.
He did. It's also
based
tough
on what measurements?
The Bible? Was it written about? I mean,
they didn't have gold gloves back then.
They did
trust
not.
My word, bro.
There's no advanced analytics.
There's just, no analytics.
The spoken word stories
there's
from past
no
generations tell
this.
Us he was an elite outfielder.
Yeah, shoeless Joe when I was 8.
Yeah, those stories have died. Whatever. Some people might vote him in.
Rose is definitely going to get in.
Do you think he'll be a first ballot guy?
I don't know.
Is it technically the first ballot?
This will be the first time he'll be eligible for Hall of Fame.
But he's not. It's not for the regular.
It's like an exemption or something?
No. There's a panel. There's a committee, the Eras Committee, that if you don't get in when
the people that get to vote you in afterwards.
There's 16.
The Fred McGriff entry.
The Fred McGriff entry into the Hall of Fame.
So, Kirkjian was on ESPN explaining this. It's a panel of 16 people.
Yeah, Rose will get in then. If that's what this is,
and you need
Rose
12. You need 12. You 75%. There, so you need 12 of them to vote for you.
Buster Olney, I would assume, has a vote. If he doesn't, he's very plugged in. He already said he's going to get in, and he thinks he should have a plaque saying,
I mean, that's been the answer to
happened.
This the entire time.
Well,
he
no
should
kidding.
Have been in when he was alive. Yeah. It's just
he was probably going to get.
I don't know.
There is literally a betting kiosk in the Red Stadium. You can now go bet on will Pete Rose make the Hall of Fame inside the stadium in which Pete Rose. Yeah. Well, I know the different stadium.
I don't think it's
point.
A shoe in, and I certainly don't think it's. Plus, this panel won't meet for the first time until 2026. Mm. So it only meets every so many years. It's not an every year thing.
Yeah, guys who gamble on the sport getting into the Hall of Fame, but guys who took steroids because they were dominant on steroids not being in, it's going to make me lose my mind. So
you're a big Bonds guy. I totally get it.
It's not just Bonds. It's Roger. It's a ton of guys from this era. Alex Rodriguez not being in the Hall of Fame is ridiculous. Roger Clemens not being in the Hall of Fame is laughable. David Ortiz is allowed in. Give me a break. Because he had a fun nickname, Big Poppy, and he had a big home run, and they came back from 3-0, and he played for the Red Sox. It's dumb. There are a ton of steroid users in the Hall of Fame. We are only punishing the elite of the elite, the best of the best. Mm. But guys who throw a World Series or do the one thing that you're not allowed to do the entire sport when steroids, by the way, not even illegal when the guys took them. It wasn't a banned substance for Major League Baseball. There were no suspensions.
They also
came.
Knew about it, too. And well, they
of course they did. They did
it.
Nothing about it. Yeah. We knew the gambling was illegal, and he chose to do it anyways, lied about it for years, and now we're going to put him into the Hall of Fame. But guys who were good because they played it, the whole thing is dumb. The way baseball handles their history is ridiculous. Mm-hmm. And this is just another example of it, of let's wait till this guy's dead after saying, I don't want to go in after I'm dead, and then we'll go against his wishes and put him in.
So you don't think he gets in, Swag? I think he gets in.
Not right away. I don't think so. He
will get in. I'm with Swag. I don't think he gets in on the first time the committee gets together. Hmm. I think they're going to give him the dumb, let's make him wait three
plus
more years.
Plus, I think those baseball writers don't necessarily want to take orders from anybody. That's their vote.
I don't think anybody's giving them orders to make a vote one way or the other. I think they made them eligible.
I think we need to purge the voters because they're ridiculous and they're stupid. I digress. Let's wrap it up. Send you on your way on a Wednesday. Hey, do you guys know what week it is? Huh? What week is it?
Oh, it's the week of May 14th.
It's the week. It's the PGA Championship week. Who do we like at Quail Hollow? It tees off tomorrow.
Who's a mutter?
Next on The Fan. Well, in our Tony Reale moment at the end of the show, similar to PTI, I did say something earlier. I'd totally forgotten this story.
What is it, Stat Boy?
The corrections at the end of the show here today.
Yeah, sure.
I totally missed that. I remember, historically, the city owned the land and the Blazers owned the building that is the Moda Center. And somebody said, hey, Dirt, Rip City Management sold the Moda Center to the city of Portland. They don't own anything anymore. And I thought, what? No. And that I forgot about that in 2024. So about a year and a half ago, give or take, almost 2 years ago, the city of Portland bought the Moda Center for $7 million from Rip City Management LLC. So the city owns the plot of land and the building. So if you buy the Portland Trailblazers, it does not come with an NBA arena.
You just have the lease, whatever's left
on the
lease.
Where are you at on that one, Riggins?
Sorry.
Blabbing away over here.
Shoeless Joe Jackson, Hall of Famer. Doesn't know any of his numbers, though.
So where Dirt was wrong is that the Blazers did not own the building anymore. Forgot that story from a couple of years ago. So that is not a part of the sale, and it adds an interesting angle to it of what they're going to do and where they will go.
You think Russell Wilson's still part of the Portland Diamond Project?
Probably not, now that he's in New York.
Do you announce you're no longer part of the group?
It's more of a Northwest kind of thing.
Remember the helicoptering a huge deal.
Russell, him and Sierra were hanging out wearing their Portland Diamond Project jerseys.
Boy, how the mighty have fallen.
Hey, did you know he played baseball?
I heard that.
He's a good baseball player.
What made you say Hall of Famer absolute without knowing any of the numbers? Is it just because of the name? I think the nickname.
He's a big name. He had a good career. I mean, he was a very good baseball player.
He wasn't a good baseball player.
He was one of the best players of that era and was on that trajectory.
Why didn't he finish the
trajectory? Hard to measure this stuff because you can't,
he got banned from baseball.
Through a World Series. That'll do it to you. Yeah. It's hard to quantify certain things from that era, too. Like, it's one thing when the writers were a lot, you were voting on Hall of Fame guys in 1937 and you watched their entire careers. I know how good or bad this player was. To analyze something like that, I mean, his last year in the big leagues was 1920. Yeah. And then he got banned. That's 105 years ago. Ain't nobody alive anymore.
360 or something.
He hit 382 in his last year in the big leagues. 382 with 12 home runs and 121 RBIs. It was unquestionably the best year of his career.
Might as well have been playing against underhand pitching at this point.
At the age of 32. A lot of plumbers back then. Look, I know nobody cares. I'm not going to tell you to care. I care, damn it. What I don't care about, and I think it's stupid, outside of maybe two or three historical courses, I think it's ridiculously dumb that we play majors at places where there's an event every year. It's just a bugaboo of mine. Playing at Quail Hollow, they play the Wells Fargo there every year.
They play Pebble Beach every year.
Pebble Beach is a historic course that is iconic and known around the world. Quail Hollow is not.
I'm not even 78% sure I know what state this course is in, so it's not Pebble Beach.
It is not Pebble Beach, no, but you know what Pebble Beach is, do you not?
Yes.
Take a guess at what state Quail Hollow is in.
It's rainy. It looks East Coasty.
It is East Coasty. It has been raining.
I'm feeling Delaware.
Delaware?
Delaware.
Charlotte, North Carolina.
Is it
it's in Charlotte, North Carolina.
My second guess was going to be Pennsylvania.
Yeah, they play. It is on the East Coast.
No, that's where the U.S. Open is, at Oakmont. Mm.
Yeah, where they don't play a tournament every year. Correct me if I'm wrong.
They do not.
What is it about this major that gives you zero juice? There's non-major tournaments more exciting than this event.
Yeah, I mean,
I
the players, again, it's the course. The players in TPC Sawgrass is a more entertaining and interesting golf course than Quail Hollow is. Iconic. It has one of the most iconic holes that they play all year.
Make it a major.
The 17th hole in the par 3, it's one of the most memorable stops. So I think that's part of it. I think the other part of it is what's going on this week. If you're here, we have the NBA draft lottery, which dominates the headlines.
Yes.
The Blazers are going up
for sale.
Yep. The NFL is releasing their schedule today.
Yep. Yep.
The NBA playoffs might be going through game sixes and game sevens to decide who's going to the conference finals.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how the next couple of days play out. There's just a lot going on, and it is unquestionably the fourth biggest, it's the last place major, and it's not even a debate.
It's not even a contest.
That being said, I'm a golf nut. I'm excited to watch it, and can't wait to see how Rory does. Rory's the headline. He will always be the headline, and to see if he can win back-to-back
majors.
Second
betting favorite, Scheffler
still the favorite.
Plus 425, Rory at plus 500. But if you're looking for...
Who's your value pick, Jason Swigard?
That would be Justin Thomas at plus 2,200.
He's hot right now.
He's got two of these. Get you two of these.
He won a PGA championship at Quail Hollow.
Yeah. He did last time it was there, 2017, if I'm not mistaken.
Okay.
So,
Bryson?
Bryson will be in the mix.
Bryson's the third favorite at plus 900, then Rahm, then Schauffele, the defending champion.
Xander Schauffele.
Hold this one for bad take. Rahm?
I love it.
Nah.
No, thanks.
Not happening. Be on the shoeless Joe Jackson list for me. Could have been Hall of Fame.
So, PGA tees off tomorrow. I'm excited for it, but I don't blame anybody for not really caring that much. The NBA playoffs continue tonight. Bob, is it over in Boston?
No.
I don't think
so. I actually think Boston wins tonight.
Okay.
I think it goes back to Madison Square.
Home cooking.
The Garden.
Role players have big games.
In game six.
First closeout for them at home since 99 if they lose tonight.
I think Tatum not being there forces Missoula to actually play some offense and run and pass and cut and screen and do some things that will require the Knicks to play defense.
Okay. Is it over in Minnesota?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. Yes. Jimmy Butler, 9 shots.
And he's sick too, I read.
Is that what it is?
I think he's got an issue. Oof. Big game in Toronto tonight. We'll see if Edmonton can close it out in Vegas as well. And your cup check to end the show. That will do it for us, folks. If you missed any of it, go check the podcast. 1080thefan.com, at Turton Sprague and at 1080thefan. Thanks so much for being a part of our Wednesday. Like the video on YouTube. Subscribe to the channel. We'll talk to you tomorrow at 6 a.m. Calling us next. Listen to 1080thefan.
Are you looking for a pro football podcast that doesn't put you to sleep with spreadsheets or insult you with mindless hot takes? Football is fun. Why shouldn't your football podcast be the same?
Follow and listen to Heed the Call NFL podcast with Dan Hanzus and Mark Sessler wherever you get your podcasts.